very lighthearted about the whole thing. There was an audience member there, Kevin, that was chanting, well, the equivalent of let's go Brandon.
Yeah.
F. Will Smith is what it was basically saying. But they were selling these $49.50 tickets, which is what the original price was, for between $800 and $8,000 in secondary sites. Hottest ticket in Boston, that's for sure.
And by the way, anybody that's been to some of these comedy clubs around the country, and I have, I love going to comedy clubs wherever I live or work. I always make a point of seeing the up-and-coming comics or the guys that you saw on The Tonight Show or whatever it might be. And simply put, they're not big palatial places. They're like a lot of them are just a hole in the wall, and there's not much to them. And my guess is that's what this place in Boston was as well. So if you're spending $400 on a ticket or more, you're not doing it for the ambiance. I'll just put it that way.
No, not at all. And I wanted to go to an Aerosmith concert here in town a couple of years ago, and then I started looking at the price. $750 and up, and I said, yeah, you know, I'll pass. I've got plenty of Aerosmith albums. I'll just pretend I'm there.
Yeah. It'll be just like I was there. I love that. Hey, I want to go to a quick piece of sound because this to me is important, and it's gaining importance, and that is the case against Hunter Biden. And in fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut two. This was Sean Hannity last night. In my view, Hunter Biden is in serious legal jeopardy. He may require a presidential pardon. Oh, his dad just happens to be a president of the United States who has presidential pardon powers. This was Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. Listen to this.
Now, we begin with a little background on Joe Biden's adult son, Hunter Biden. Hunter, obviously, deeply troubled man. He has struggled with a severe and often debilitating addiction to crack cocaine and prostitutes. He was even discharged from the U.S. military because of his drug problem and because of his lifestyle. Well, his resume and background are anything but pristine, yet for years, zero experience Hunter and his shady business associates garnered lucrative payouts from foreign nationals all over the world. For example, Hunter received a whopping $3.5 million wire transfer from a Russian oligarch, the former First Lady of Moscow. He also got $5 million from a state-backed Chinese company, part of a multi-billion dollar deal with the Bank of China, another $100,000 plus for an international shopping spree, compliments of a prominent Chinese national. Why doesn't that happen to any of you? And on top of the $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China, that's a lot of money. Plus, he also got another $100,000 plus from a Kazakhstan oligarch earmarked for a brand new sports car. What a life he has. And let's not forget the $1.5 million that he received sitting on the board of Burisma Holdings, a massive Ukrainian oil and gas conglomerate with ties to a Russian oligarch. Now, his company made millions in that case. Hunter had zero experience in energy, oil, gas, and no experience with Ukraine. And he had zero experience with investing abroad also. And still these shady foreign nationals, China, Russia, Eastern Ukraine, Eastern Europe, all making Hunter Biden, the Biden family syndicate, extremely rich. And by the way, it's only the tip of the iceberg. Stop for 1 second and pause and ask yourself, what if Hunter's name was Trump?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. If this were Donald Trump Jr. or this was some other member of the Trump family, what do you think? I mean, it would make the January 6th commission look like child's play. I mean, they'd be subpoenaing everybody and their brother. You know that would happen. We'll talk more about this. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines to you. This whole Hunter Biden thing has me spooked. Because I know the DOJ is looking at this, but yet they're doing nothing. What will it take to get justice for Hunter Biden? We're going to open up our phone lines right now. In fact, we're going to clear out every line. There you go. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We cleared out all our lines. I want to give everybody an equal shot at this. Do you think we'll see justice for Hunter Biden? And if so, what do you think justice looks like? What is it you think Hunter Biden deserves? I mean, we've got the laptop, we've got the texts and the emails and all of that. We'll see what you think coming up next. Again, that number 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. He'll give you some extra love, maybe move you up in line. I always love first-time callers because they always bring something a little different to the show. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Couple of crashes working right now on area freeways. Crews are on scene. There's a collision US 95 eastbound. That's after Valley View. The HOV and the left lane is blocked in that incident. And another crash, it's actually on the transition ramp. Those who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to US 95 northbound, the left lane is compromised in that incident as well. So approach that with caution there near the Spaghetti Bowl. Also, remember those lane restrictions downtown will slow you down both directions on Interstate 515, that bridge reconstruction project. That's between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Riley Pay with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The UNLV Hustlin' Rebels took on the Arizona State Sun Devils on Tuesday night for a special single-game night matchup at the Las Vegas ballpark. The Rebels took the victory after a walk-off on a wild pitch, ending the night with an 11-10 final score. Major turning point for the Rebels came in the bottom of the ninth in a tied 10-10 ball game when Adarian Williams put up a triple, followed by the Sun Devils intentionally walking two. Williams was brought in on the wild pitch to walk it off. ASU dropped to an 11-15 record overall, while UNLV baseball improved their overall record to 16-9. The Rebels sit at 8-1 overall in conference play currently, but hit the road this weekend for a series in Albuquerque, New Mexico, against the Lobos. The Rebels return back to their home at Early Wilson on Tuesday, April 5th, for a midweek matchup against UC Riverside. I'm Riley Pay with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu, a roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look, an emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I just learned, I think I was reminded, that Saturday, Sam Peter's going to open his office up. And it'll be on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Go to Sam Peter's for Congress and get all the details. But 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And by the way, this is the part I always like. Refreshments provided. I always love that. You had me at refreshments. I'll just leave it at that. Anyway, good for him. Very happy for Sam and his entire family. This is when I love this show, when we turn it over to you. And in fact, we're going to do that right now. You want to join us? I've got one line open. That's all I got. Everything else taken. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. A first-time caller, Russ, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks for having me on. The question was, what should happen to Hunter Biden now that the laptop has been proven true?
By the New York, by no less than the New York Times and the Washington Post, just for the record.
Right. Well, and that was just, you know, yeah. Oh, did you see when Cruz interrogated the guy from the FBI, head of the cyber department, and he asked him, where is the Hunter laptop? This guy, the head of the FBI cyber, I don't know.
Oh,
you
my
don't
God.
Know.
Yeah.
You've had it for 3 years. Well, who can I call to find out where it is? Oh, I don't know. These are FBI officials covering up. Now, the question, my answer is, I don't give a damn what happens to Hunter Biden. Joe Biden should be impeached and put in jail because you don't think Hunter Biden had the intelligence, this crackhead, to go and meet with these people. He was introduced by his father. His father's in pitches with them. I mean, you know, he had to use his father. This guy doesn't have the intelligence of a drunk cat. So, I mean, come on.
Good
you
point.
Know, I don't care what happens to Hunter Biden. He's a crackhead. Put him in a homeless camp. Put Joe Biden, get him impeached, get him the hell out of here so we can get our gas back, so we can get our economy back, so we can get our border back, so we can get United States of America back.
Hey, Russ, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. But I will simply tell you, and I'm glad you called. Thank you, man. He's absolutely right. There's something really bad going on here. And the story I keep hearing from people in politics, outside of politics, people in D.C., people out here in southern Nevada, you know the story I'm hearing? It's kind of scary. It's Biden says he won't run for a second term. They install Hillary Clinton as vice president, so they replace Kamala Harris, and let Joe Biden, before he leaves office, pardon Hunter Biden, and then the Biden crime family flies off to Delaware, and they're done with they're done with government. But they install as vice president Hillary Clinton, who then would become the president. I mean, similar to what happened, I think somebody called the other day and talked about Spiro Agnew.
That was me.
Or no. In fact, that was gentleman Jim Dallas. Jim, jump in here for a second.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. This whole notion of Hillary as vice president, similar to what happened with Spiro Agnew and Gerald Ford during the Nixon.
Yeah, remember the first order of business back then was to get rid of Spiro Agnew. There was, if memory serves, I was just a young kid, but I was still following it. And I think he had some tax problems there in Maryland. So he was a liability as the vice president. And of course, that was a different era, too, where Washington seemed to be a little more reasonable when it comes to bad behavior and trying to route it out. But in any event, he was the first one to go. They replace him with the Gerald Ford, vice presidency, and then Nixon stepped down. So they would have to get rid of Kamala first. How did they do that, though? That's the real problem that they're having right now, because they can't put her on the Supreme Court. There's no openings right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can't get rid of her that way. So, I don't know. Give her one of those golden parachutes. Hey, how about $25 million? Wink, wink. Is that enough?
I love that.
Yeah.
Jim, thank you, man. And thank you, Russ. Appreciate the call. We'll get to more of your calls on the other side. You want to join us? But I keep hearing this story of Joe Biden pardoning. Hunter Biden, and that's how they get out from under this thing. Stay where you are. More to do. By the way, you want to join us, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer, and I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up top of the hour, we'll be joined by Jenna Waltho. She is a candidate for Clark County Commission. Did you know that it's been a long time since we had any Republican representation on the Clark County Commission? Did you know that? When we tried to get Stavros Anthony in, and he had to go to court, and they invalidated the election and all of that stuff. We were trying to get the first Republican representative on the Clark County Commission. It just hasn't happened. I mean, it's hard to believe, but it's been a long year. Somebody told me 13 years, something like that. Anyway, we'll talk about that coming up at the top of the hour. Kevin Child, you know, we've got these new guidelines. We have these new guidelines from the Clark County School District relative to violence in our schools. I mean, we've got a ton of violent acts that have been occurring on our school campuses, and the Clark County Commission, or I'm sorry, the CCSD is trying to take measures to curb the violence. I don't know if this is going to be successful, if it's too little too late, if the horse is out of the barn, whatever you want to call it. But it's what they've been doing clearly is not working. Oh, and by the way, did I mention we're still 49th or 50th in most categories relative to education in our country? Also, later on, we'll be talking with the guy who is charged with getting more Republicans in Congress. He is Tom Emmer. He is the NRCC, the National Republican Congressional Committee, representing Minnesota's 6th Congressional District. So he's a member of Congress, and he's also a member of the NRCC. He will join us coming up just after 2 o'clock, and we'll talk about the importance of Nevada, because we've got some districts that the NRCC and the Republican National Committee is looking at as key swing districts that are winnable. And two of those are in 3 and in 4, and many believe District 1. We'll find out if that really is the way they feel coming up after 2 o'clock. Now, I want to go to the audio sound bites very quickly to John Kirby. He is and by the way, this is cut 3, Jim. He is a Pentagon spokesman. He has a news conference every day or nearly every day. But he agrees with the reports that Putin is being misinformed by his Ministry of Defense in Ukraine. In fact, let's go to cut 3. This is John Kirby yesterday.
On the reports of Putin not being well advised, you know, I'm going to be careful here not to get into intelligence, but we would concur with the conclusion that that Mr. Putin has not been fully informed by his Ministry of Defense at every turn over the last month. Now, I want to caveat that. We don't have access to every bit of information that he's been given or every conversation that he's had. And I'm going to be very careful here not getting into too much more detail on this. But I've seen these press reports attributed to a U.S. official, and we would concur with the basic finding. But I'm not going to get any more specific than that.
There you have it. Admiral John Kirby, who is the Pentagon spokesperson, agreeing with those reports that maybe Putin is being misled by his generals. And by the way, I get a sense he's not a guy that takes that kind of treatment well. I want to move to an issue that we kind of touched on, and that is this whole notion of getting more Republicans into office in 2022. And one of those offices that they're looking at right now, and the possibility of it being very, very winnable, is in the U.S. Senate and the state of Pennsylvania. Dr. Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz from TV fame. And I love watching him on TV, but you know what? I really like him on the stump. He has been, I've seen a couple of his speeches, and he's really, really good. Yesterday, he got Rick Perry's endorsement during an appearance in Pennsylvania. This is Cut 5, by the way. And this is Dr. Mehmet Oz.
This energy summit that we hosted today actually allowed us to dispel some of the false narratives, which, just like COVID, created a scenario that conned America into believing mandates might make a difference. And you know what happened with that. The same basic imperfection of how information is conveyed has polluted what happens with energy policy. I'll say it very cleanly. The Green New Deal is a hoax. It's a fraud. It can't be done the timeline that's been described. What we can do is rely on natural gas right here from under our feet in Pennsylvania. And the Energy Summit today highlighted exactly why we're being tricked. We learned about the fact there's actually Russian misinformation that's allowed some of these false narratives to prosper because they're funding at both in Europe and in this country. We learned that many times we've got financial sectors, we've got media, and we've got government now with Biden's leadership working together to create a storyline around energy that doesn't respect what really needs to happen. The reliability of energy will only exist if we're able to rely on some of the energy sources we have under our ground here. And the payment for this, if you don't do it, is borne by those least able to deal with it. Farmers get bankrupted. You know, homeowners have to deal with much more expensive energy sources, or they got to pay extra for the natural gas they get. And we, by not being energy dominant, we sacrifice our future, our ability to control our destiny.
That's Dr. Mehmet Oz, and I thought he was really good last night on Newsmax. And that to me is the essence of what we're talking about. You know, common sense, plain spoken common sense. And we don't get enough of that in politics. Have you ever noticed that? It's really nice when you see somebody like Dr. Oz come up with, you know, a very reasonable estimation of what's going on with our energy policy. And now he's got the endorsement of Rick Perry, the former Secretary of Education, or of Energy. Another E word, but energy, not education. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
AAA Insurance. Ralph Caminas in Las Vegas reminds listeners, the average shelf life of blood is only 42 days. In order to meet the increasing demand for blood in our community, please give the gift of life. This message from AAA Insurance. Ralph Caminas in Las Vegas, serving the area for over 12 years. For all your insurance needs, call Ralph at 702-415-2242. That's 415-2242. Wishing everyone a safe and prosperous season.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at